With the region's agriculture and petroleum industries continuing to rely heavily on a functioning and viable road and bridge network, the newly elected UCP government has a responsibility to district residents when it comes to transportation infrastructure. Whether the government will live up to this obligation to rural Alberta remains to be seen. What is known is that, as with health care and education, good roads, bridges and highways are vitally important. In a new mandate letter, Premier Danielle Smith has instructed Devon Dreeshan, Innisfail Sylvan Lake MLA and Minister of Transportation and Economic Corridors, to focus on expanding economic corridors across the province and country to increase employment, economic growth and non-renewable resource revenue for Albertans. Smith has also called on Dreeshan to work with municipalities to assess and improve strategic bridge infrastructure, and explore cost-sharing arrangements with the private sector and or municipalities that support economic investment in Alberta's transportation network, including public transit, heavy rail and bridge infrastructure. In response, Dreeshan said, "I'm honored to build our roads, bridges and critical infrastructure all across the province. Alberta has the largest provincial road network in Canada, more than 64,000 lane kilometers of highways, of which more than 28,400 kilometers are paved, and more than 4,600 owned bridges, and one of the largest highway networks in Canada." Lauren Dack is the NDP's transportation and economic corridors critic. "Albertans expect their government to build for the future," Dack said. However, Premier Smith's mandate letter to Minister Devon Dreeshan is missing several huge opportunities for growth in both urban centers and rural communities. "This work is critical, especially as the UCP's failures in healthcare continue to force Albertans to travel hundreds of kilometers away from their communities in order to receive treatment. Over the coming months, area residents will be watching closely to see if Minister Dreeshan lives up to his promise to build our roads, bridges and critical infrastructure, in this region and across the province." Dan Singleton is an editor with the Albertan.